America was celebrating its bicentennial when Michael Tilson Thomas first became intrigued by a Carl Sandburg poem. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, nearly 40 years later, he premiered his musical setting of four preludes on Playthings of the Wind with a cautionary message still relevant today.
Born in Illinois in 1878, Carl Sandburg laid bricks, delivered milk, and worked on a farm before serving in the military during the Spanish-American War and later turning to writing. In the dawn of the roaring 1920s, he wrote four preludes on Playthings of the Wind, a poem that looks back at the glory days of a city now inhabited only by rats and lizards.
Although the text of Playthings of the Wind is sobering, it also describes a party atmosphere. I've always thought of it as the kind of party that's given the night before civilization ends.
Composer Michael Tilson Thomas combines musical styles, creating a work for solo soprano, backup singers, bar band, and chamber orchestra, setting to music the story in which strong men build cities and pay women to sing praises.
We are the
The Golden Girls, as they're called, who are being asked to entertain, repeat the line over and over again. We are the greatest city, the greatest nation, nothing like us ever was. Most of the time, they're saying that in the most happy, let the good times roll sort of way.
But the celebration doesn't last.
You begin to sense that even they, in the midst of their performance, are becoming aware of how hollow and desperate the repetition of these lines may be becoming.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.